he'd always retreat behind his door whenever I'd come off a tour. I'd hear his sneakering paws at the door, creaking the floor, hiding for sure. Came a fiery flame, and the firemen came, hurrying staircases, dropping floods up above me, making a vertical sea. We ran around saving what we could, until the firemen said that we should get out of doors and stay for good. Like we knew we should. They brought the man from the second floor. He was carried out by police and more, pitching forward, running out of air, down the stair, into glaring lights, looking unaware of the night. They set him down and he sat by me. For once in time, began speaking free, pointing out a flaming tree, just two refugees looking at the spectacle sight and crying. That was when he said something to the air. I saw a burning like this before. The fire there, it was war for sure. The smell of burning hair, they beat me on a stair. Staring into the glare, I couldn't endure. At the man, he was pretty old, and I began to fear he was shuddering from the cold. But what he said then took an icy hold and told me what his unconsoled beholding eyes knew. I lost my family in 42. The reason I would hide from your view, the SS man looked just like you. Hiding for sure.